It's okay. It doesn't need to be discreet. So now anybody watching, that was just for you. That was just for you. Nobody listening now has heard the beginning.
Exclusivity.
Exclusivity.
We don't have enough production here to like do cut.
It's a cut. No, we don't. Not, do that.
No, we don't do that here.
No, no, no.
Not until I get my slate.
You ain't gonna have a clean slate, motherfucker.
Rap track. Clean slate.
Clean
She'll
slate.
She'll be snapping that shit.
I'm gonna get her a megaphone. I'm gonna have a slate.
Oh my god.
Mega what?
Yo, new track. Yo, you just named two wicked tracks. Clean Slate and Mega What? That is dope ass shit. And they're going to do it on the next podcast.
Oh, what?
Yo, she's going to come out with Clean Slate and she's going to come out with Mega What?
Mega What?
Mega who?
You want to fuck with me? Mega you?
No. We got to be careful with the Mega word. Like, it's one letter away from being from the 2-word limit.
Wow, you actually found that one by yourself.
Is it? Is it two?
Well, you have to add another one.
Another one,
and
right?
Then change one. It's like,
no, that's too
alphabetical math.
I'm just doing like a joke version, and you guys are going way beyond.
We just.
Like, yo, stop the idea to the ground. I'm like, yo, wicked, because it rhymes with it. And you're like, yo, that's close to this. And you change this word with this word and this word. No, it's just rhyming, okay?
Yeah, man, let your nuts hang.
You can't rhyme.
I'm not letting my nuts hang. Because you just stomped on it. You stomped all over my idea.
Yo, my chair
my
sounds
nuts are
like
hurting.
It's farting all the time.
What?
My chair.
I thought you said you were
your
chest. Yeah,
my chest is farting.
See?
Yo, that's whoa, you should get that checked out. Imagine. What is that? My chest, bitch.
I heard that too, though.
Thank you. At least I'm not the only one. And that was from both sides, so. Did
and I'm
you
close
say
to
it?
You.
Yep. Yep. Yep, that's a fact. So Tekashi 6ix9ine is a rapist.
Oh, whoa.
Wow, that was a big subject change.
That was a big.
Yeah, I know.
You grabbed the wheel.
You just did a U turn. You're for real.
I think
me and Jess are on the same page right now.
It was consensual.
Jess, me and you are on the same page right now. I was just going to say, that's a big U-turn. Like, big.
What were the charges that Tekashi's facing?
He's facing 3 years for filming a minor with doing a performance on the...
Child pornography.
If you guys don't know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is, he's a dude with the rainbow hair and the jigsaw tattoo on his face. It's on his face.
Yeah.
He's got 6ix9ines.
When Skittle Pox is left untreated.
Wow.
Are you sure his teeth are your, like, rainbow color,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he got, yeah, that too.
Yeah,
the rainbow
grill.
Really?
Rainbow color.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Okay.
He got 6ix9ine tattoos tattooed all over his body.
This guy's in love with himself, huh?
Yeah. Crazy dude.
Or
crazy
he really
looking dude.
Like 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Isn't he a mumble rapper type of person?
No. He's more like a Onyx type of rapper, you know?
Oh, yeah?
He's like, let my nuts drag. Shit like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, he's fucking crazy.
And he's interested in children.
I don't mean to laugh. It was just the way he's like, oh, yeah, he sounds like a great guy.
And
he
likes
kids.
Yeah, damn.
Put the brakes on him. He was kind of a child that, like, I'm not trying to justify his, like, behavior, but he was a child at the same time. Like, if you look at it mentally, definitely.
Yeah, 17. Filming.
Yeah, but who was the guy? How old was he getting the performance done on?
Yes.
No one's
still
talking
child
about that.
Pornography. Was the girl 13?
Yes.
Child pornography.
It's
kind of
scary
matter.
When I think about it, because, like...
It doesn't matter.
I know a 13-year-old, and, like... I think
okay,
I would fuck somebody.
For instance,
honey,
if you had, like... If he was filming 2 13-year-olds going at it, and he videotaped it, child pornography. It doesn't matter. He's filmed it. That's against the law. That's a federal crime, actually.
But he's only going to face 3 years.
That is because he has money.
I think it's because he was not the one getting the performance on.
The performance done.
Mm-hmm.
I had that word performance.
Yeah, that and he has money. That, you're right. But also because he has money. Because if he didn't have money, he'd face that full freaking count unless he gave something up that was credible for them to do.
Maybe they gave up, he gave up the name of the guy who was getting the fellatio.
Huh. Yeah, that's maybe why you're not correct.
Hearing about him.
Yeah, you know what? You're actually right, Jess.
Because in the end, he's the one that's more like in guilt.
No, you're correct. Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. He's guilty for this, but like the guy is more guilty.
Actually, no. If he's producing it, it's actually equal.
I don't think so.
I don't want to weigh the blame.
Like,
you know what? You're right. But anyways, he's facing 3 years.
3 years? Did you say she?
I said he.
Well, you know.
He's feminish.
No, his head just looks like a bag of Skittles.
When his hair is straight, he looks like a pretty boy when his hair is all straight and rainbow colored.
I've never seen any pictures. I don't want to look at him.
His whole look is meant to, like, to troll media.
That dude Nick just logged in and started
Nick! Doing... Nick, what the fuck, man? No, I'm just playing.
I honestly see no reason to do that, to be honest with you. Like, he should... Like, okay, say for instance, if anyone has that problem, go seek help. Go talk to someone. Don't do something stupid. But I know everyone won't do that because it's too strong for them. You know, I need to do this. But I find if you have this problem, you know you're going to face sometimes some big time.
Yeah, but this is a kid. In a sense, he's not really thinking of the consequences. He's just thinking about the moment and what he's doing.
Yeah, you're right.
Definitely living in the
You're
moment.
Right.
He's not
You're
thinking right. like, shit, I gotta go to court for this later on and maybe face it 3 years and...
No. I mean, before you do it. Like, no, but you're right, though. He's a kid and he's not thinking, really, yeah.
Like, yeah, as you get older, obviously, should be less frequent in your life.
Yeah.
As you get older.
Right. You're correct. Yeah, he's a kid. But he's like, at the time you said he was 17?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
he's
apparently
not gonna think of it.
She lied about her age to them. Apparently. There's Check rumors saying that.
ID. You don't have ID? Get the F out.
What about faking ID?
Faking? How could you fake?
I don't even think you could fake ID. Doesn't even like
a Medicare. Like doesn't the states they have a Medicare 13? Card? Right?
No, they don't.
They don't have a hospital card or nothing.
They don't have Medicare cards. We have them.
Yeah. Well, okay. So they don't. So they have nothing to prove their ID, driver's license.
Well, yeah, they have driver's.
Well, license. Well, ask for ID. That's what I'm basically. Sorry, I'm basically ask for ID. You know what I'm saying? Like they have a school card too, right? Like for their school, like ID card.
I guess so. Yeah. I know there's a voting card now.
I don't know, that's states, weird. That's the states' problem now. Like, yeah. That's why these motherfuckers are getting caught, probably. Because they don't have that shit. Here, in Canada, you can't get, like, yo. I'd be like, yo, Medicare card. Boom, give me that shit.
You really would do that? It's like, excuse me, miss. Carding you.
Yeah,
like,
no.
What?
Dude, you wouldn't? I'm not getting in trouble for a girl that's underage. That's why the bar... some bars closed down in Montreal. I'm not going to name names because that's not cool. But some bars in Montreal, they close. And some of the popular ones, they go to that shit.
You don't hear it, but Smith is pointing like, hua, like.
You don't hear it.
Like
the video's DJ, on.
Like, yeah, there's some people I can see. But for those of you that are now on the audio 8 minutes ago.
You.
He's pointing. You. You know, like Busta Rhymes. You know what I mean?
No, I'm telling you, like, some bars get closed because they don't cart.
Yeah, underage drinking goes on and, you get closed down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is it the screening process or is it, like, do you blame the youngins for trying to get in?
Well, a Medicare card, you can't fake that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
A Medicare card here?
Medicare cards sometimes in some places.
I didn't know they could do that.
Valid.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know you could fake a Medicare card here.
Because outside of Quebec, it doesn't...
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, I actually got denied in Ontario out of Kelsey's when I was 19. And they're like, no, I was 18. And they're like, no, the drinking age is 19. And also, you would need to have more proof that of who you are because we don't accept Medicare.
And not that we know anything about forging.
Yeah, I know. No, they're talking about you could
allegedly
actually fake like a Medicare card.
Yeah.
I know, I understand what you're saying. Some provinces need more ID.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, I didn't hear of, like, fake IDing a Medicare card. like an actual Medicare card. Well, yeah, but that's like.
Oh, the scanned one.
Are you sure? Yeah, have you heard about that?
No, the new ones that look like the driver's license. Oh, yeah,
that's been going on.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I do apologize. I'm not down with
just getting bars and.
The computer shit.
All kind of nonsense.
I didn't know they fake Medicare card.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That is true. But, like, yo, they said the bills here are. So, let me ask you, is the bills here fakeable now?
Yeah.
Really?
They said that's impossible.
Oh, no.
They said that the Titanic wasn't going to sink, bro.
Well, not hit by an iceberg, man.
No, they said it was unsinkable.
That's true. But like when you get hit by an iceberg that's bigger than the Titanic.
Unsinkable.
That's false advertisement.
Thank you.
Okay, it's false advertisement.
It's also like 18-something.
So you don't believe everything they say.
It's also, what's the correct date? 18
I guess,
something.
You know what my problem is? I just believe in human race, but I shouldn't believe it anymore.
Yeah, you lost faith in humanity?
No, I should.
Oh, you should lose faith in humanity?
Yeah, that's harsh. Well, that's what you guys are basically, like, I shouldn't believe.
If that's the message we're putting out, reread it.
Damn. We gotta change the disclaimer. Do we have a disclaimer?
Ooh, we didn't say it. Definitely didn't. And you're like,
alright, like, we're a little rusty. This is, I've only recorded half of this podcast. This is the second one of, this is what I call the season. Second podcast of the season, second one in August.
What?
Yeah.
Second one in what?
Of this season. This is called the season of podcasting until the holidays. And, it's gonna be better. I promise you, you won't hear as many crickets.
I don't really hear
them. I don't hear any
crickets. I think you're hearing the fan.
Oh, no. Look, turn the fan.
Okay, yeah. But it's because you're right there. We
That's
hear
what I'm
it.
Saying. I'm just like, all I heard.
I'm sure they just, like, heard the boo. And now they hear, like, everything.
Listen, these guys do their shit in the basement. What kind of show is this?
It's like Wayne's World, all right?
Wayne's World. You know when people don't know Wayne's World?
Yeah, it's true. It's crazy, but true.
It's sad. That'll droop. It's like, damn, nobody knows Wayne's World. It's true.
So, the disclaimer.
Hit him.
This episode of Chilling with Villains will contain mature content, strong language, and might not be suitable for everyone. Do not try any of this at home. This is for entertainment purpose only. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. And for anyone who doesn't, who ignores this message and warning and still gets offended, well, too bad for you. You've been warned. Thank you, and please enjoy the show.
Smith seems unimpressed.
Don't seem.
Double
Your sister's watching.
Chiz, what's up? You know, we still don't have the website down.
Or
I'm gonna get that link and put it up.
It's for fun, man.
Saying I'm going to barbecue after barbecue.
Summertime.
Fucking awesome. Shout out to Jamie. Those burgers are awesome. I got the itis like the rest of the night.
I tried something new recently. I had pork nachos. It was really good.
Pork nachos?
Yeah, pork chops and slice and nachos. Really smooth, man. It was really good. Shout out to Sean for that.
I had bacon vodka.
Huh?
Yeah. Where
How'd that taste?
Even her, who's like bacon. Bacon on everything.
Just bacon, like, it just
tastes like bacon.
Was it smooth?
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't bad.
It's vodka.
Yeah, vodka is straight nasty as hell. It ain't smooth.
Straight ass.
I've had worse.
Tequila?
No. Absinthe.
Oh.
You know, they brought that back for us, and that was really good, though. I remember someone went somewhere and brought that back, and it was actually really good in a drink.
Absinthe?
Yeah. It was really good.
Meh.
It was really good, man. I think it was with 7-Up or something. It was really awesome.
I'm like, meh. Absinthe. It's just a name.
Well, supposedly that drink will...
No, it was like death
will,
in a bottle. When I took one sip, it was like, I can't breathe.
That is some really strong-ass stuff, though. Like, that's... If you get it from Amsterdam straight up, that shit will give you, like, supposedly, like, some seeing visions and shit. Yeah. You'll see shit that you're like,
I don't know why I would want that. Like, when I want to drink, I want to be refreshed. I don't want to see I don't want to see things that aren't supposed to be there.
People like to get messed up.
Like, fuck like that.
Hulk. It's like green pea.
Incredible Hulks.
Incredible Hulks.
Oh my god. Woo!
I remember I drank 2 glasses of that and I was flying.
Oh yeah.
Like 2 glasses.
Oh of that. Yeah. Incredible Hulks will do it to you.
And guess who would you drink? He's my bad influence. Everything I did bad was mostly 85% Gary.
That is not true.
That is true.
You That's allegedly. You gotta dilute that a little bit more.
That's allegedly. Everything is allegedly here.
So on to sports.
LeBron.
I wish we had that do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know?
As you said sports, I said LeBron. I didn't know we said anything after.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
No one got nothing to say about LeBron?
Nobody wants his jersey?
Well, came out this let week. Me ask
no
you.
No got anything when you, to say about LeBron?
When you have the but management not supporting you, you're going to leave eventually.
Do you think he left the Cavaliers because he wasn't being supported?
Like, let me ask you, do you think he was going to beat the Warriors?
No.
Exactly.
He left that team because they're shit.
Exactly. Wow, you just said what I said.
Management can't help him.
In cussing virgin. This guy just said what I said in cussing virgin.
Like a virgin.
Nah, I meant to say virgin.
Yeah.
Touch for the very first time. That's always me with the S and the G. That's English.
Virgin. What?
Imagine working for Virgin Mobile.
You know what? Honestly, the demise of the Cavaliers is when J.R. Smith did that stupid shit. And that just killed their whole series. They were just not confident after that.
No. That team was...
Yo, that overtime was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen.
Now, LeBron signed a, what, four-year, is it 4 years? I probably got that wrong. But $154 million.
He's the only guy that I know that can get out of a contract like that.
With the Lakers, man. 154. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Money!
I don't know. He likes to, like, to be the superhero that brings a shit team to the finals.
Like Space Jam.
You know? Like, you're not Michael Jordan. Get out of here. And this is not the Looney Tunes. This is not where you can stretch halfway across the fucking court and dunk the basketball. Okay?
Well, I don't know. It's a scary type of basketball I'm watching now because he pulled that team by himself. He's one guy.
Let me ask you. It's quite impressive. Only time he won the championship, right, was because of another person. But the other person's not on the team anymore.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving was the reason why they won in the first place. Because he hit that three... And it was game over. As soon as they lost Kyrie Irving, yeah, they can face the East because the East is garbage. But then when they get to the West, they're too strong. All the West teams are too strong. Even San Antonio would have blown them out the water.
Yeah.
Other teams would have blown them out the water. But...
No, the Eastern Conference must be...
Is shit.
Cheering right now.
Is shit.
LeBron is gone!
We have a chance to get to the finals and
Thank
lose.
Thank you.
We have to get the chance to the finals and lose.
Yeah.
The West owns everything.
A chance to compete and then lose.
All right. Look That's at this. Happened. Look at this. West. Okay. All right.
I thought he was just holding his fingers up. Saying?
The W is for winning.
Yeah, exactly. West Coast. What I represent my whole life. Winning.
Winning.
Remember? Winning. West Coast, East Coast. East Coast ain't winning shit in the NBA.
It's Annie's favorite team, the Warriors.
West Side Connection.
Yeah,
because
it's Stephen Curry.
He's so cute.
I want to punch him in his damn face.
Oh my god, don't even.
Haterade is strong with
this Haterade. Like, you look at him in his cocky shit, you just want to kick him in his fucking balls.
That is the last thing I would want to do to him.
You know, wow.
She let you know.
Yeah, I don't care.
She let you know.
That's her business. That's not mine. But he is actually, like, he's like Kobe Bryant to me. You know, you hate him, but he's an awesome player. Awesome player.
He's dominant, man. He's a generational player. Nobody, a whole team had to be competition against him.
If I saw him on the court, I'd give him a big forearm to his face.
That's not nice.
That dude Nick says LeBron's still not beating Warriors with the Lakers.
Well, no shit.
Good job.
Wow, good observations.
Oh. Was that one of those Captain Obvious moments?
They need the fucking army, okay? Yeah. To beat the Warriors, okay?
They need something. They need voodoo.
Black magic!
That probably work.
Kobe might give it to them.
You know what I mean? Kobe's jealousy might just...
Yeah, you know?
Might just be the thing that destroys
them over. Years. You know, might give him the edge. But it's... Meet some poison.
Carry on, darling. Carry on.
What?
Damn it.
I thought they were having spasms. I'm like...
Seriously? All the things... This coming from somebody who just did that exact same Vogue, okay?
Just don't look at us.
You did the informer
don't
before.
Look at us. You're right in front
Thank
of me.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. So it's just gonna be like point and... Yeah. They don't have to
Wow, you did
it.
That to block yourself, really?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't
mean so it, that it, way you're it, not it, getting it, distracted it, from what's going on over here.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. Barrier, not
It's not a barrier, it's our wall, okay? Trump style.
Trump style.
Trump style.
Trying to keep the dicks out, okay?
Wow.
Wow. Here's your one dick joke.
Ba-dum-ching.
Boodoo.
You're supposed to finish it if you start it.
I'm like, she's trying to block something. I'm like, what are you blocking?
It's to see. This is the vendetta that we have between what's going on over here
and what's going on over
the other
there.
Side of the table. It's like, we can't. They gotta do their thing without us being distracted.
Yeah, but the thing
we,
they
we
did
we easily
was,
get distracted.
And they were talking at the same time.
But they have this whole setup here so that we don't get distracted.
This thing right here?
Yes, that's what
wow.
this is.
Okay.
Stop looking at the thing. Man.
It's right in front of me!
Look, you see what you did with your angry voice? You blow the house down! Angry wolf.
Like I said, just started the season. We're getting there.
Okay.
But see, I said, even me too. I was like, what?
That's what I'm saying. Me and you were like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm pretty sure other people heard me say it. I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, man.
Man, what are we doing, man? We're getting too old for this shit.
Too old? What?
No, I actually the perfect age for this shit. But this is what we're going to be doing in for the rest of our
You're
years.
You're not making me feel better, man.
You like that one?
You like being old?
I'm not old. No story. One's old here. No one.
You're not old.
No one. Guy, we're carded. In our 30s. So you old. Get carded?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But I don't buy, well, except for alcohol.
No, I do.
You got carded?
Yeah.
Wow, where?
Yeah.
Was it an Asian store?
Oh, wow.
What are you trying to say?
No,
y'all
that's,
old, bro.
No, they all card everyone. You know, because they don't want to go
you
against
say,
the law.
What?
They don't want to go against the law. Okay, you guys are taking it racist.
Yeah.
It's not
even
being
the
racist.
One of the viewers, Unspoken Z's, says, y'all old, bro.
See?
Who said that?
A young person.
Unspoken Z.
A real young person. Just told you, yeah, we old.
And a laughing face.
Yeah, she's crying. Tears.
Dude, come on. Wade's World.
So?
We're the only ones that know that shit.
No. I knew it.
Well,
so what, you're saying you're young?
You're probably like...
I'm young as I want to be.
That's what I'm saying! This is what the positivity I'm trying
still
to bring
in my
20s. You know how you know you're old? How does the
temperature
fuck with you?
Oh. You know when you're only old is when you're in over 60. And that's a bad word to say, old. That's not a nice thing to say.
It's not?
No, it's actually an insult.
Well, that's it.
No, being
like
straight
to be
up.
Politically correct here.
I went to school and they told me, number one, don't call these people old. It's an insult. It's true. Old is not a nice word to say. It's an isn't.
Cool. I don't want to offend
Fermented.
Any old people. Fermented?
Senior.
Wise? Senior is better!
A senior? Elder. No, that's what their real name is.
I like fermented.
No,
like
senior fermented. Is the regular word to say. But you just say you're young as you feel.
Like a bottle of wine.
There you go.
It just gets better.
Aged.
Great. Wow, that's, yeah, that's not a good word to say.
It gets better in shorter time spans.
Whatever you
that,
say.
That was an old joke. So yeah, that was, there you go. There you go, see?
Now, let me ask you. If you saw a senior, would you say, oh, you're old?
Yeah, if I'm describing an old person, but this old guy cut me off.
You're really going to be like, this senior citizen.
This senior citizen
cut me off. Why don't you just say this guy?
No, this old guy.
No,
because which guy? This old guy right here.
You could say
this
guy.
Not any other guy. Not a middle-aged dude. Not the little kid, not the lady.
Let
this
me ask
old
you,
guy over here.
Is, no, you could no. You could say this guy over here cut me off. You don't have to say old.
Yeah, I
can. No, say you old. Don't.
Yeah, like no. I can say.
No, you don't.
This white guy cut me off. You. I can say yeah. This
but why
old
is
white
old
guy.
Such a horrible fucking.
It
life.
Is a, it, no. It is a
if
bad
I'm
word
playing
to say.
Guess who? Best.
You're arguing with teachers
old.
And people that work in the nursing system. You're actually gonna argue
not
with
here.
Them. That's just wow.
No, I'm just saying hear. It doesn't make sense to me. That would be like me.
Well, you're gonna be arguing with all of them then. Go ahead.
You represent all of them?
No. You go with them. I would invite her to go in front of the teachers and argue with all of them. That's what I learned.
No, they probably don't have no time for that. They're gonna take a nap, they old and shit. Like
some of them are in their 40s. So you find 40-year-olds old?
For me, I wouldn't date a 40-year-old, but that's me personally.
That's because they're old to her.
Oh,
it's a perspective thing,
you know,
like
what?
Time,
is
like
crazy,
time
man.
In the hourglass.
How is it crazy?
This is crazy.
Yo, it's the same thing as someone saying I'm either too fat or too slim for them. Same thing. Someone's
yeah, but is it nice to call you fat?
Young.
Like I'm saying, is it nice to call you fat? No, it isn't.
It isn't, but it still happens. I don't cry every time it happens. Like, it is what it is. I own it. You know what I'm saying? What, is obese better?
No. It's not nice. I'll call you a regular woman. No. That's what I'm getting at. No, you're not understanding.
No, but you're saying,
I
you
get
think
that,
more,
but
you think of more from a perfect world.
Yeah.
A perfect world?
Yeah, okay, look. This happened to me. We're looking for a guy named Gary. Cool. Don't know what I look like. I see the guy coming down, talking to people. Did you see, the description? And they're like, no. And I'm pretty sure he said, did you see a black guy? Because then they look over at me. Yeah, he's over there.
Not for nothing. Your nickname used to be Black Gary. Sorry, but like...
You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that's what sticks out to me to single him out from the multitude of people that might be coming over to me and say, yeah, name Gary. Yeah, the black guy. Because I think I'm the only black guy that works in that group. So they obviously, yeah. It's a description. The old guy cut me off. I gave my seat to this old lady.
Right? I agree. But I get where you're coming from, because I've actually gotten into like a verbal altercation with somebody that I've worked with because she told me she was offended at the fact that I called her the old lady. But she called me the young kid.
Oh,
so,
oh, see?
Like, how is it? You can't sit there and you can't play that. You can't do that. Nah, man. I told her. I was like, that's crazy. That's like me being offended at the fact that she's like
yeah,
a
but
white
the,
young
they're
girl.
Getting, they're, the thing is, I understand what you guys are saying and it makes perfect sense. But the thing is, when I'm working at this senior place, they're talking about the sensitivity of these people. You know, and I can't go, okay, I'm going to take care of this old lady right now. I'm going to take care of Mrs. Jackson, for instance. That's her name. You know, I'm not going to go by... That's her... You know, I understand what you guys are saying, like, for description purposes. But when I'm working, I can't say, okay, it's because you're old, you can't walk, you know? Or it's because you're old, you can't do this. I can't do that. I have to be like, I will help you, you know? And with everything else. This is what I'm getting at. Like, calling them old in my workplace is actually an insult.
Yeah, at a workplace it would be. But here,
in
we're
going
to say old people. because we are
you guys
free.
Are talking about, we're talking about two different things.
When I first said it,
I was talking about what I learned from working in my spot. You guys are talking about something totally
That's an obvious thing in any workplace. You can't, there's a certain protocol how you treat people in public. You can't just say anything you willy-nilly want, anything.
But here we can.
I can say the old guy cut me off. I don't care.
I remember he's like the old guy with a hat.
Yeah.
Bad driver.
I've called old girls old bitches. Like, trust me. Like, some old ladies are bitches, guys.
You old hag.
You try and be nice to them, and they give you, like, these crusty looks. Like, bitch, I just held the door for you. I was trying to be nice here, and you're
I was just, remember I complained about that when getting out for Dunn Avenue, eh? Remember going to Woodland? They would not move for you, man. They would just walk right into you. They would not move. I'm walking up the street. I try to move out the way. They move into me. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what is your deal? And they were that ignorant.
No, what I don't like is when, like, an elderly person gets knocked over and people ignore them. That I don't like
saying. Yeah, that's fucked up. That's like...
That's fucked up. Like, when somebody bumps them and it's like... No one wants to give them a hand up, just walk right around them, hurry up.
The only thing I get frustrated with is, like, when you're on the bus and, like, this woman has a cane, she could barely walk. You're not going to give them your seat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these teenagers are just sitting there, and I'm like, wow. And then I'm at the last seat. They have to walk all the way to me, and I'm like, here, let me have your seat.
Yeah.
Like, I really can't stand that. That you have to have respect for the people, you know, that paved the way.
What should be the solution? Should we
yell at the teenagers?
My mom actually
tapped someone and been like, especially like ladies with children in the morning and
stuff. At that too.
You know, like that you're too. A kid sitting on the metro, like not a kid, I mean like a teenager, just no cares in the world.
Dude.
And you see this lady with like two kids.
You can get the fuck up.
Dude, you know what's the crazy thing is? Because near my area, a lot of people move into Montreal because Airlie is a very popular place for, you know, refugees to come in, you know,
build their life. We're not saying he lives anywhere near Airlie.
I don't care.
Alright.
anyways, this one woman, she had a baby on her front and a baby, like, you know, on her back, and this guy wouldn't get up. So I was like, yo, you're not gonna get up? Yo, here, come here. And I looked at him and I shook my head. I was like, yo, that's not cool. You know, you gotta let these people have a seat, because I'm pretty sure that's a lot of weight they're carrying.
But, like, is the solution to go to the kid or the young man and say, or a young lady, and say,
yeah,
hey,
maybe you'll make
why don't you give up your seat, you know? You know, it's like, that wasn't cool, man. That person had to walk all the way to my seat to get a seat.
Don't make them more aware.
You're here sitting in the front, you could come to the back and look for another seat.
I think it's more of a wake-up call, you know? Like, come on, you know? Like, my mom has done it enough times. When she was younger, she would come back to where she's in her 40s, and this... The senior was coming in with her cane. Get up. You know, like, what's wrong with you?
See, I like the person that says, hey, get up.
I would be that person.
Bump you out of your seat. Get up.
Yeah, and actually,
one
time the guy did get up. You know, and for that woman. And my mom is like, this is ridiculous. Like, have some respect, though. These guys, they have trouble standing. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to give a seat to them? Have some respect and be a human being. Have some dignity. That's crazy. I think it's disgusting sometimes.
Yep.
To be honest with you.
It sucks balls. What, that was too soon? Like...
that was too vulgar.
That's too vulgar. Like, I thought it was appropriate. Sucks balls.
It does.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Oh, wow.
We're going to both
see. To be honest with you,
we're going to both see, eh? You good? You good,
yeah?
I thought you were going to try to get another point in.
No, it's cool. You wanted to mosey on up, so I stopped myself.
Stop yourself.
Right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
So we're going to roll on out of here.
Thank you for always on the run.
Ah!
Never missing a beat. Roll with it.
Tease, roll with it. We gotta bring by that old saying.
Roll with it.
Roll with it. But yeah, you want information about us? What else can we get on Facebook? Stuff that we're interested in, articles that might be on the podcast that we never talk about.
Events
that we've been to. Facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. Under the same moniker on Twitter at chillvillains, on Snapchat at chillvillains. We're also on Instagram. Thank you to all Instagram viewers. You guys got an exclusive today. Thanks to my fumble. That's at
Chilling with Villains.
You want to hear new episodes you're never going to hear on SoundCloud.com/
Chilling with Villains.
Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com. Shout out to Khadijah.R.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Reams on the Keys on IG too. Don't forget that. You got complaints? I got everything right. I did it. Mm-hmm. Yet. You got any complaints?
After this one.
You go to, you can say it here.
Chillingwithvillains@gmail.com.
I just threw
it at you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I think that's it. Yeah, we're getting the fuck out of here. This is Gary DeVille leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And Think Tank in the house.
Bye.
Just filming.
Peace.
On behalf of that dude, Nick. And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch. Yeah.